Alright, Dub, CNN right here with DA to the Z to talk about the new album, Gangsta Party. What's up with you, man?
Chilling, man. You know what I mean? Just hustling, doing what I'm doing usually, you know?
So what's this record about?
Gangsta Party, you know what I'm saying? Just having fun, you know, independent again, doing what I'm doing. Hooked up with my homie John Sylvia out there in Seattle, you know what I'm saying? And put the bread with the head and came up with the... You know what I mean?
So, you know, you had announced a record called Only on the Left Side. So, what happened to that one?
That record is still in effect. It's going to be dropping right after that one. You know what I mean? So, give it 2 months after that, you're going to be dropping it. Then I got another album called Throw a Stack at 'em. You know, it's a Down South More album. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got distribution deals, man. I'm getting this money, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how everybody else gonna do it, but I know how I'm gonna do it, you know what I mean?
So how...
And I'm gonna do the cash money deal, we just signed that deal, so, you know what I mean? I got a lot going, you know what I'm saying?
So how come you don't keep, like, the best tracks off of these records and bring out one record with the best songs?
Because it's different eras and titles for me, you know what I mean? I might be going through this right here, and I like this record, I'm putting the albums together.
So what's the concept of the different albums that you got coming out?
Gangsta Party, you know, it's Party In, Only on the Left Side, Gangsta Crip album, and Throw a Stack at 'em, Strictly for the Bitches.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people in the world, they want to hear everything, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm going to cater to everybody.
So when is Gangsta Party coming out?
Gangsta Party? Come out in September.
Okay,
I think October. I got a lot of projects. October. Oh. I've been doing digital distribution too, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just more people in the world, you know what I mean? I just left from overseas. Well, we was at over there with you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Smoking. Things isn't even coming through with the Smizzo.
It's all good.
Kingston!
So, you said Gangsta Party is coming out in October?
Yeah. I got the first single. With me, Jagged Edge, and Joe Buttons, no throwback tracks. None of these albums is throwback tracks. If y'all want some throwback tracks, I got that album coming out called The Dog Pound Unreleased, and That Nigga Dad's Unreleased, coming on iTunes.
Okay.
But, you know, it's all about what avenues can you go to get the money. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Because a lot of people making mixtapes, but ain't nobody making no money off of these mixtapes but the DJs. And I'm cool with the DJs, and I'm right with them helping them distribute that shit, so... You know, I'm talking about the artists who yelling this and that on your own records and shit.
So, who produced Gangsta Party?
John Sylvia and me.
So, is it co-production or did he do some tracks and you did some of the tracks?
Co-production and he did some tracks. He was coming with the tracks and the money, and I was coming with the verses. And we put it together. And, you know, bam, he got a history of doing something for... Itself what he's been doing already. He got a smooth records he's been putting out. He just got a check, you know, he got records on Jail Felony, he got Killer Tay, Spice Wall, you know, that type of stuff.
Okay. Who do you have on there as far as guest appearances?
You know, I got E-40, I got Corrupt, I got Keek the Sneak, I got the Outlaws, I got, Spice One, and we just reached out and just got the West Coast, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you had Mr. Fab on there too, right?
Yeah, Mr. Fab on there too.
Okay.
With him and Keek the Sneak.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a song with Jail Felony too.
Okay. Is this the, after the dog shit one, is this the second time that you recorded with Jail since the beef?
Yep. I've been talking to Jail for a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Right, okay.
And just for the world, that's what they want to see. We know what we're seeing already.
And, you know, some of the fans are worried that, you know, by you putting out all these projects, you rush them instead of taking the time to make them sound right. What do you think about that?
I mean, ain't no thing on rushing. You know what I mean? When you got a good ear and you produce it and you're putting it out, what you gonna do, wait a year? And you're going to be broke for a whole year before you even put the shit together. You better get money now, because you're going live while everybody shit on there. You know what I mean?
Okay. Are you going to be shooting a video for the album?
Yeah, I'm going to be shooting a couple of videos, you know what I mean? I'm going to be directing them myself, street videos like I do. All that gas budget shit, and then y'all go to YouTube and look at it for free. Well, you can fucking buy it from me. I got the new project, the Dog Pound, the Saigon 4 DVD come out on the 28th.
Is that all street videos too?
Yeah, that's that whole Saga Continues album. We shot videos for it, you know what I'm saying? So, with Dada.
Did y'all keep that crazy DPGC music video in the hotel room and shit?
Oh yeah, we got that in there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just putting projects together, man, because I don't see a lot of people putting projects together. You know what I mean? Who can do it and make it look good and make it sell. Now, I just got a distribution deal out there in the UK. You know what I mean?
Right.
For my new project called Mr. International.
What's that?
I got you on camera. You on camera.
I'm on camera.
Yeah, we got the live lady. You see me with the camera, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Mr. International. I got a whole album with that. You know what I mean? I give you that song. That's strictly for everybody overseas. You know what I'm saying? Because it's more to hip-hop than just what's in the USA. You know what I mean? For me going overseas and looking at all them different creative people who love our music, you know what I mean? And getting new fans at the same time, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, you know, motherfuckers, if y'all ain't never been overseas, then y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Get your passport. $200, go to the post office.
So when y'all coming back?
Shit. I'm back now. I'm smoking. I'm riding down the highway. I'm in the ATL. You know what I mean? Putting DJ Funky new album together. That song, What's the Deal?
Whose album?
DJ Funky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the top DJ out here at the strip clubs. You know what I'm saying? So, we got an album with him called Smoke While We Drive. Snoop Dogg. And then we got a new radio show, too. You know what I'm saying? Called Stripper Radio, XM 65 to Rhyme. Welcome to the church. Strictly for the strippers.
So you got a lot going on, huh?
Yeah, I got a lot of independent shit going on, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm not tying myself down. You know what I'm saying? I'm just making avenues and trying to see some people eat. Because when I get there, I need them to be eating so they can pitch me a ball or two until I get back up with this big bag of food, you know what I mean?
So what's the deal with that Cash Money record? How did that come into play?
Well, you know, Corrupt was dealing with them for a while. As far as, you know, with him being on Lil Wayne's album that time.
Yeah.
But I had been dealing with them long before that time when they was just starting in the game, you know what I'm saying? Because my people's from New Orleans. My grandfather, my daddy, everybody in the Ninth Ward. So I used to see them every time when I go down there and visit my family and stuff. And then I was in Miami over the weekend for my father's birthday in July 26th, and I was walking through the mall, you know, the mall right next door to my house. I got a house in Miami, so I'm walking in the mall, and I bump into Slim, the tall one, the brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The one that's making it happen, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then, you know, I know Baby in there, so it's like, he like, you all so deaf? I'm like, yeah, shit, nothing on me there. So we gone and did the Dog Pound, and the deal went so sweet, you know what I'm saying? No bullshit, no none of that. Take this long, that long, the deal was done in 1 week. Cash in hand. Cash money.
So, this
you know what I mean? Everybody like da 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 da, but, you know, they distributing our records, you know what I mean?
So, is it a one album deal, or what is it?
Huh?
Is it a one album deal or what did y'all get?
Yeah. Say what you get. You said it right.
Okay. And
you know what I mean? With some options, you know what I'm saying? We want to keep it going. But you know what I'm saying? But we just going to make the music that we do. We got the money to make it sound like it's going to sound. You know what I mean? And I got a whole new style for this Dog Pound album.
What is that?
Loud shit. That's all they want to hear, you know what I mean? And all that, and I got the G-Funk Sam. We really gonna make this album for the bitches. We been making this. song for years.
So the next Dog Pound album is gonna be for the bitches?
No, it's gonna be for the bitches and the niggas.
Yeah, be careful what you say.
Because the bitches gonna buy the record. Niggas gonna go to LimeWire and the whole nine. But we just gonna make that Dog Pound shit. You know what it is. When we up in there, me, Snoop, Corrupt.
Okay.
So. I got, you know, other shit. It's just what I do. I'm a workaholic. I have 100 projects coming out right now. Why the hell give a fuck? I'm the one spending the money to make the shit. I trip out some of the fans, you know what I'm saying? I listen to what they do. I put polls on sites, you know what I'm saying, to see what the people want, you know what I mean? But some of them on the, that shit be just bullshitting and shit, you know what I mean?
Like what?
You know what I mean? They just be talking and saying, oh, this and this and this, we want to hear this. Man, shit, how you doing this? Dubbing the record anyway. Record sales and really went down. I think you gotta be independent, make the shit, drop the shit.
I hear you.
But everything else is, you know, cool. I'm making money every day. That's the point of the whole game. I could make one project right now, make me $1 million off that project. Who else could do some shit like that? If they ain't already in the game. You know what I mean?
Right.
Every 100,000 is $1 million for me. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's from worldwide selling records. So, you know, whatever the fans and everybody, the fans say, don't really matter to me. They ain't paying me. They dubbing the shit. The real fans is the ones paying you. And that's who I give it up to. The people who be at the shows, and I walk to the shows in the crowd looking for that weed stack and saying, what's up? You know how I go, Nima. See how we be rolling out there? When he came out to in Germany.
When?
Smoking weed, Nima, your brain fucked up. You're losing memory.
My brain fucked up? That's you saying that? You crazy. Your brain fucked up.
I just asked you when. You was like, huh? When? Shit, we was just out there.
How you gonna say something about me being too high or something? You the craziest motherfucker.
Focus, man.
You crazy.
You know, hey. Try to make it happen.
You know, so, shit, we were looking.
Gangsta party come out. Gangsta party come out. And the Gangsta Advisory High Power. Then I got Dog Pound Online. That's my online distribution through Incruz. So if you go to iTunes, you can pull up all my records right there. And I just say Dog Pound Online on there, you know, just keeping it going. And anybody out there who want to give me some beats, I'll have me. I'm only on the left side at Gmail. I'm hooking up producers. I'm hooking up with different producers. If they got 12 to 14 songs, I'm doing an album with them.
And
we go 50-50. I got hooked up with my little homie G Watts. He's from Florida. You know what I mean? And I met him on MySpace, just going through there listening to people. You know what I mean? And I hit him bad ass. He sent me 4 tracks. I dropped the 4 tracks, sent it back to him, and bam, he sent me 7 more. I just did a whole album, and I put it through iTunes, and I just keep putting the albums out. So, you know.
Okay.
It's about how can you hustle with this game that you're in, you know what I mean? You hustling with the website, everybody and their mama on this motherfucker.
And, you know, you got that Black Wall Street deal for Only on the Left Side, right?
Black Wall Street deal? No, that's another deal for another solo album.
So, what's
that's Tukach.
Wait, you gotta say that again. So, what is Tukach? What is through Black Wall Street?
Black Wall Street and Daz Dillinger doing the album. Me and Game Holler, you know what I mean? And that's in the future. You get the deal right. Allen and them, but as for now, I got a distribution deal and I'm just dropping everything. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So the more product, the better the catalog. You rappers out there and you MCs and you go-getters and you D-boys and everybody, it's all about a catalog. more than 5 albums, 10 albums, make your catalog that distributors want to give you a deal because you got product, and they know that you're consistent on making product. I might make a project a week. I got one distribution deal for DVDs and records, and another one for distribution DVDs and records. And overseas, you know what I mean? I got the shoe deal, the dog pound shoes. That's only going to be out in Germany, you know what I mean? Shake. It's like a shoe dealer out there called Shake that makes shoes out there.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm just trying to venture out and do that. I got the t-shirt game going. I'm selling pit bulls right now. I got a dog pound pit bulls at myspace.com. You can get the hardest pits. You know what I'm saying? No Michael Vickin. But I'm down with Michael Vick. Get that.
You crazy, dog.
You know, just hustling, man. You know, got new projects. You know what I'm saying? But
okay.
Gangsta Party come out with 17 tracks.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I got all fake West Coast artists on there. You know what I mean? And Only on the Left Side dropping a whole nother flavor. Just different agendas of music, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's right.
Rock and roll album dropping. You know what I mean? Straight raw metal type shit. That type of shit, you know what I mean?
Okay. So before we get out of here, is there anything else to let everybody know?
Just keep tuning to dpgrecords.com, thedogpound.com for the latest news, Dub CNN, you know what I'm saying? And production on Snoop Dogg's new album. And, you know, we're just putting things together, man, you know what I'm saying? I got the movie with Omar Gooden, Make It Rain, you know what I mean? So we took that and put it in his hands and he's making it happen, you know what I'm saying? So just up there grinding to the next interview. Might be next week. I might have another slow album. It depends on how your brain works.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
And how your money work, too. Everybody out there, I've been doing a lot of verses on MySpace, though. I want to shout out to everybody that's on MySpace who've been buying verses. You know what I mean? Syndrome. He out there in the UK, him and Mike. A couple other cats. A slew of cats for beats. And everything out of MySpace has really been working.